Good morning. So last time we started talking more about how virtual memory works. So one topic we talked about is kind of a sort of setup was about address sizes. So we saw our simple example where we had 10-bit virtual addresses and 11-bit physical addresses. And that seemed a little weird because, oh, are we going to have 10-bit pointers? And we learned that, well, you know, we can have a smaller virtual address size than our pointer size because not all the bits of our pointers may be used. And similarly, just because we have so many bits of physical addresses doesn't mean all those physical addresses do something useful, because like if we don't only have so much memory installed on our machines, you know, only so many of those addresses could be useful. And generally, the physical address size will be based on kind of the maximum capacity, not based on what's actually in there. Then we did some work on dividing our addresses into a page number and an offset. So we're thinking about like what happens when we actually use these addresses. This is kind of a big thing we want to do. We start out with a virtual address. We went to get the page number to look it up in our page table. We want to use that page number to get the right row of the page table, which will give us a physical page number, which we're going to combine using the same kind of way of splitting things to make our physical address and then look up the actual one. Then we talked about some practical matters, which we're going to continue today. And the big one is that, well, these page tables are huge. If we store them the natural way, they're really, really huge. And there are two things we're doing to deal with that. So one is that we're not going to store these page tables in like special registers or dedicated cache that stores the whole page table. They're going to be too big for that. So instead, we're going to have them stored in memory, which means that the OS is going to write the page table in memory. It has to figure out how to write it somehow. And what we're going to do is we're going to just say, each entry of the page table we're going to encode as some kind of integer. The processor is just going to define what bits of the integer are used for what. And we're going to have an array of these. And the OS is going to set in a special register a pointer to this array to let the processor know about the page tables. And this works for storing pretty large page tables with lots of virtual addresses that they can translate. But we figured out, even when we're doing this, even though the memory can be quite big, the sizes actually get too big for it to make sense to have it in the memory. So we want some way of storing it more compactly. And the solution we're going to arise on that, right, we're going to use for that, is going to be having a tree data structure for these page tables. That rather than just storing sort of a flat array, we're going to have this tree, and that's going to save space because we're not going to have to store parts of that tree that would just point to a bunch of leaf nodes which say invalid. Instead, we're going to have something at a higher level of the tree that says there's nothing below here. And because it turns out that most programs have these long, contiguous ranges of invalid addresses, like between the stack and the heap, we're going to be able to save a lot of space by doing this. So questions about things we covered last time? Okay, so let's go through our example of this tree-based data structure for storing page tables. So here I have a tree where it's going to have two levels. So it's a very fat, bushy tree that's not very tall. And sort of our structure is that we have our first level and our second level, and the leaves after the second level are our sort of the page table entries we had before. So from the one level version, from the non-tree version. So ultimately, we're going to end up with the same kind of page table entries. So we're going to have, for every valid address, we're going to have an entry with the permission bits and a pointer to the actual physical page and a valid bit. But we're going to have some indirection to get there. So we're going to start with this first level table here. And that's going to tell us for each of these ranges of virtual addresses, where do we actually find the page table entries for them? And I'm dividing up my virtual addresses into these sort of big chunks. And by doing this, I can save some space here, because even though it looks like, well, I'm using extra space because now I have this first level and I still have all the same entries in the second level, well, I'm saving space because when I have these big holes, I can just represent in the first level that these are not valid. So if I'm not using any of the virtual page numbers from 100 to 2FF, I just have two entries in this first level saying that. I don't need to make a table with the 512 entries for that whole range to indicate they're all invalid. I just have two entries for representing that that whole range is invalid. And so we're going to end up with a first level table, which is going to sort of look like a bunch of page table entries. But rather than these page table entries being page table entries for where the program's data is, they're going to say, where are the actual sort of next page table entries, which in this case would be the ones that actually point to the program's data, for this whole range. And something I've done in setting up this table very deliberately is I've made it so I can look at the upper bits of the virtual address and determine what row of the table to go to. So I'm saying that all the virtual addresses where the most significant 8 bits are 0, we're going to look at this first row to determine where to go next. And what we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, is this valid? If so, you know, I'm going to check whether the access follows these permissions, and if that all works, I'm going to go to this physical address, and I'm not going to find the data there because, well, you know, we can't put the data for this whole range of pages in one place. I'm going to find another table there. And similarly, let's say we're looking for address 123. I'm going to say, okay, that starts with 01. That's these bits. I'm going to check this row. I'm going to find out it's invalid. So we're just going to be done. We're just going to say, nope, that's not valid. I don't need to go any further to figure that out. So as an example, let's think of, say, address 301. Sorry, virtual page number 301, which would be an address like 301123 if we have 12-bit page offsets. So we have a page number, page offset. In that case, I go to this row here, and I find out, okay, this is my next page table. So we look there, and we find another page table. And because it's for the range 300 to 3FF, the first row, this is going to be the first row in memory, is going to be for virtual page number 300, because that's where, you know, that range started. And so if we're looking for 301, that would be the second row. And we get our actual physical page number from there. So questions about the layout of this two-level table? Yes?
So a second-level page table is basically a page table and another page table. Am I understanding that correctly?
So the question is, the two-level page table system is a page table and another page table. So we're not counting the number of page tables correctly. So if we look at the scheme here, we have one page table here. So this is one. And then because this first range had stuff in it that we pointed to, we have a second one. Because this other range had stuff in it, we have a third one. And we might have potentially more. So we're actually going to have a lot of page tables in our two-level page table scheme. So there's two levels, and there's one at the first level, but that can point to a whole bunch of them, potentially a different one for each row in the second level. Okay, questions?
How do the kernel bit and the write bit affect the accessibility of the...
How do the permission bits affect the access, is the question? And we're going to check them at each level of the lookup. So as we're going to start with our first level, we're going to go there, we're going to check the permission bits, and only if their permission bits are okay are we going to go on to the next level of the lookup.
Like, what do you mean by okay? Like, so the kernel bit?
If they match the access we're trying to do, is what I mean by okay. Other questions? So we can think of how this access looks, sort of systematically draw what the processor is going to be doing. So we're going to be taking our virtual address, and we have a virtual page number and a page offset. So I have my page offset at the end, and this whole thing here is a virtual page number. And I'm going to split my virtual page number, in this case, into two parts. And the processor is going to decide how those parts are split. In this case, we're assuming they're split evenly, but that's up to the processor how to split them. And I'm going to start with the most significant part. Why the most significant part? Because we want to have ranges of addresses be kept together. And a range of addresses is going to have the same most significant bits, not the same less significant bits. And we're going to do an array lookup in our first level table. So this whole thing here, this is an array lookup, where this is our array index, and this is our array base. So I'm taking my array index, multiplying it by the size of things in the array to get how far into the array to go, and then adding it to the base of the array. And that gives me an address where I can find my first level page table entry for this address. So that's based on the upper bits of the virtual page number. And we're going to process it like we did with the single level lookup. The page table entry is going to be represented as a number. We're going to have to decode that number because we have this valid bit, these permission bits, and this physical page number. We have to get those parts out of it. We're going to check the valid bit and all the permission bits and decide whether we can continue with this access or not. And assuming those are okay, then we're going to move on to the second level. And for the second level, we're not going to have this page table base register anymore because the page table base register tells us where the first level is. For the second level, we have to get that from this entry we just read. So we're going to convert the physical page number to a physical address. So we have a base address. And we can do that by multiplying by the page size. Or another way of looking at this is going to be the same as adding, So this is the same as adding a page offset. Page offset of 0. Because we have a physical page number, we want a physical address which has a page offset, so we're going to add 1 and put zeros in it. And that's equivalent to multiplying by the page size, because multiplying your page size is a power of 2, which is going to add a bunch of zeros in binary. And this is going to give us another array lookup to do. Where again, we have an index and a base of the array. So we're looking up in the table that's the second level. It's another array of page table entries. So we're going to get the address of our second level page table entry. And since we have two levels, we're done here as far as page table entries. We've gotten the final one for this lookup. And we're going to decode that, and we're going to have a physical page number. And this physical page number, it's not going to tell us where more page table entries are, because we found all the page table entries for this address. It's going to tell us where the actual data is. So we're going to use that physical page number, and we're going to combine it with the original page offset. Okay, some questions about this overall lookup process. Okay. So another way you can view this, which you may or may not find helpful, is that we can say that we're using the page table base register with the first part of the virtual page number to do a lookup in this first array, which is our first level page table. And that finds us the second level page table, which we can do, use the second part of the virtual page number to do a lookup in that array, and that finds us where the page, actual physical page of the of data is, or data slash code. And then we use the page offset with that to actually get the program's data. And we're basically doing a bunch of weird array lookups is one way of viewing this. We're using parts of the address for a bunch of weird array lookups. Yeah. The question is, the reason why we multiply by the page size, because we're trying to compute the base address of the second level table? Yes. And what we have in the page table entry is a physical page number, but what the cache expects is a full address that specifies the exact byte. We can't just say, give me this page to the cache, we have to say, give me this byte. Does that answer your question? Other questions? So I've shown this with a two-level lookup, but often two levels won't be enough, so we'll have more than two levels. So the more general form is we'll have one or more levels, and then all the top levels will be kind of having pointers not to the actual data or code, but to the next table. And then when we get to the bottom level, the last one, we will end up having a pointer to the actual code or data of the program. Or we won't get that far because we'll find out that things are invalid first. And we do all our checks for are things valid and permissions at each level along the way. We don't wait till the end, because if we waited to the end, at least for validity checks, that would be kind of defeat the point of not needing to store large empty regions. Because where we're saving is that if the first level says invalid, we don't need to have a second level for that whole range of addresses. Yes?
So, kind of doing the first level of these tables is that if the top levels are not valid, then we won't even store the next levels?
So the question, the point of doing multi-level page tables, if the top levels are not valid, we won't even store the next levels? Yes. So that's where we save space by doing this scheme. So, notably, we don't save space if we don't have big ranges of invalid addresses. We, in fact, take up more space. But that is very rarely going to be the case, especially like on a 64-bit system where you don't have, it's hard to think of how you would use even, you know, half of your potential addresses. That answer your question? Other questions? So to give a concrete example, on 64-bit x86, we have a 48-bit virtual address, and we figured out that if we stored a single level table, that sort of flat array version, it would definitely not be practical. And so what they actually do is they have a four-level table. So they have a 12-bit page offset, therefore that means that we have 36 bits left over for the virtual page number, and that's going to be split into four 9-bit parts. And at each level, we have a page table with 2 to the 9 entries and 8 bytes an entry. And a deliberate choice that x86-64's designers have made here, which is a very common choice, is that the page tables are always exactly one page in size. They didn't have to do this. They could have said, instead of having 2 to the 9 entries, maybe we want to use 8 bits from the address and they're 2 to the 8 entries. But, or they could have said, oh, maybe instead of using 9 bits, we'll use 10 bits and make our virtual addresses not be 48 bits, but be 52. They could have made those other decisions, but the kind of disadvantage of that is that that's less convenient for the OS. The OS would like to just allocate pages at a time And having the page tables be exactly one page means that the US can do that. If the US wants to give a page, you know, allocate a page of data, or allocate a page for page tables, it's kind of the same operation. Whereas if they were different sizes, the US would need a way to like allocate two pages if the page table was that big when it's making page tables, but only allocate one page when it's giving the program some memory. And if it was less than a page, that would have this awkwardness that we have a physical page number, but we can't use the second half for page tables. So typically, the processors make a choice to try to make it be one page. But this won't always be possible because, you know, it relies on the sizes exactly working out. So sometimes we'll have some, you know, some mismatch. And why is this one page? Well, we can say if we have 2 to the 9 entries times 8 bytes an entry, 2 to the 9 times 8 is 2 to the 12 bytes, or 4 kilobytes. Yes. Question, what is a page? So a page is the units we divide our virtual addresses and physical addresses into are fixed sized. In this case, the fixed size is 4 kilobytes. And this is what allowed us to split the addresses up into a page offset and a page number, because if we take 4 kilobytes and divide our address by 4 kilobytes, we get the page number, which is the result of the division, and we get the remainder, which is the page offset. Other questions? Okay, so let's just a terminology note. So if you're reading the textbook has diagrams which use VPN1, VPN2, etc. And many people use this to say, oh, that there's 4 VPNs, virtual page numbers, in this address. I don't think that's the correct terminology, and that's not the terminology I'm going to use. I'm going to call those parts of the virtual page number, but the virtual page number is the whole thing. But we're going to divide it up into parts for this, for our lookup. So let's do a concrete example. So on 32-bit x86, in the most common mode, we have 32-bit physical addresses and 32-bit virtual addresses and 2 to the 12 byte pages, that's 4 kilobytes. And 32-bit x86 decided, well, having a single flat table, that would actually be too big, so they have 2 level tables. And they set things up so each page table is 1 page in size. You know, so the first level tables are all 1 page in size, and all the second level tables, which there might be many of, are each going to be 1 page. And they have 4 byte page table entries. So with this scheme, how is this address 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 split up into those 3 pieces? So we have a virtual page number that's divided into 2 parts, and a page offset that we use for our lookup. How is it going to be split up? So give you some time to work on that, check with your neighbors, see what you should be going on. So, who would like some more time? A few people? Okay. Or a little bit more. Okay, so let's start with what would be a good first step. It's a good first thing to do to figure out how we split up our parts. Yeah?
Determine the number of bits needed for the offset.
Yeah, so that's a reasonable. So I've kind of drawn a picture of how we divide up the address. So in this case, we know we have two levels for the page table, and we always have a page offset. So we have a page offset, virtual page number, and our two levels. So the virtual page number is going to be split into pieces of 4. Okay. So can someone tell me how do we figure out how many page offset, how big the page offset is?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying log base 2 of our page size, which is 2 to the 12. 12 page offset, and that's in bits. And that's because if we have 2 to the 12 bytes, we need 12 bits to determine which of those bytes we're referring to. And our virtual addresses are always referring to a particular byte. Yeah, so we have 12 bits for our page offset. So this whole thing here is 12. So can say here, we have 12 bits in my picture of the address, and I can apply that to my actual address, which I've written out in binary here, and here are the bottom 12 bits, you know, which we could also rewrite as 6, 7, 8, and hex. So that's our page offset is 6, 7, 8, hex. Okay, so questions? How I figured that part out? Okay, so I have my page offset. How do I figure out the parts of the virtual page number? What would be a good thing to start with there? What's something you want to know to figure that out? Yeah?
I was thinking like we need to know which kind of index of each page table we need to get to. So I divided the, and we know that each page table is the same size as like a page, so it's 2 to 12 bytes.
Okay.
So I divided that by the size of each table entry, which was 2 to 2. So I got that we have 2 to 10 kind of like indices in each page table. So we need 10 bytes, I think, to encode the which entry we're in, I guess, for each table.
Yeah. So you said we have 2 to the 12 bytes in a page table, because they're one page. Divided by 4 bytes per entry, that's 2 to the 10 entries. And to figure out which index of 2 to the 10 entries we want to go to, we can apply the same principle as we did for the page offset and say that log base 2 of 2 to the 10 entries is the number of bits to find an entry. And that's going to be 10. So that means each of our page table entry parts are going to be 10 bits. So 10 bits for the first part and the second part. Another way we could have found that out is we could have said, well, if we have 32-bit virtual addresses and our page tables at both levels are the same size, we must divide the virtual page number into 2 even pieces. And that means that, well, our total virtual page number size, we can tell is going to be, since the whole thing is 32 and the page offset is 12, we could say it's going to be 32 minus 12, which is 20, and 20 has to be divided into 2 even parts, so that's going to be 2 10-bit parts. That's another way we could have found that out. So once we get that, we can say we have our second part and our first part of the virtual page number. So the first part is going to be, I have this in binary, so if I want to convert it back to hex, we have an 8 and a 4, so it's 0x48 hex. And the next part is going to be a 5 and a 4 and a 3 in hex. So those are our three parts of the address. Questions on how I figured this all out? Yes.
So when we're approaching this kind of problem, can we kind of go in the same mindset as we would like approach a cache problem like we had before?
So the question is, does this have the same kind of strategies as a cache problem? And
yeah.
It's related, yes. I wouldn't say it's exactly the same, because the biggest point of confusion I see students having between page table type problems and cache problems is our caches store the actual data and stuff. Our page tables never do that. They only store pointers to it. Other questions? Why is it 4 and 8? So our bits are 0001, 0010, 00, 10 bits. The least significant 4 of those 10 bits are 1000, so the last text digit is 8. And then the next least significant are 0100, so the next is 4. And then the next 2 digits are 2 zeros, so I just didn't bother leaving 0. Okay. Other questions? Okay, so last time we did an example where we did a lookup in our single level table. Let's do a version of this for a two level lookup. So I'm going to extend our virtual addresses to be 9 bits. So that means, and we still have 8 byte pages, that's 2 to the 3 bytes. So our virtual addresses are going to be have a 3-bit page offset and a 6-bit page number that's divided into 2 pieces. And the problem here is asking us to translate the virtual address 1310, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, And we have a page table base register that points here. So with 8 byte page tables and pages, this is our first page, and our page table entries are 1 byte in this problem. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take my address 131, I'm going to write it out so I can easily get the parts. And in this case, they're 3 bits, so that's much more convenient to do from binary than hexadecimal. So I've written it out in binary as a 9-bit binary number because they know they're 9 bits. So this is something which people often get confused by, that yes, just because you could write a bunch of zeros there doesn't mean that we actually have them. Because it starts with a 1001100001 is what I wrote it out. And I've highlighted my first 3 bits are the first part of the virtual page number. And that's the value 4100. And I'm going to do my first array lookup in my first level table. And this is my array lookup. So I have my base of the array, have the index of 4, and the size of each array element in this case is 1, because my page table entries are 1 byte. I need to use a different number if they weren't 1 byte. So I get the address 24, so I'm reading the entry D4. And I can decode that hexadecimal value as binary, which is going to be convenient for interpreting it as here my processor specification says to, which it says I'm going to have the three most significant bits are my physical page number, then I have a valid bit. So I check the valid bit. Valid bit is 1. And the physical page number is 110. So that tells us where the next table is. So we had our first level table. We need to find our second level table. So it's physical page number 110. So how do we locate that in the memory? And there's two ways we can think about this. So one way is we can say that if I have a physical address that has a physical page number and a page offset, and the table is going to start at the beginning of the page, so we're going to fill in a page offset of zeros, and the page offset's 3 bits in this case because of our page size being 8 bytes. And I'm going to copy my physical page number, so I get 110, and I can think of this as this. Well, this is 30 in hex, so this means that here, this thing must be my second level page table. Another way we could have computed that is we could have said, I have this 110, and I'm going to multiply that times my page size of 8, and I would get the same number. So then we're going to do another array lookup where that's our base, and we need to know what's the index for the next level. Well, that's going to be the next part of our virtual page number. So we can get that, and that happens to be 110. And so I'm using this 6 here, combining it with this 110 here. To do my array lookup. So my base address comes from my physical page number, but I need to convert it to a byte address because we're looking up a byte, not a particular page. And then I do an array lookup using the next part of the virtual page number. Yes?
Where did the 3 zeros after the 110?
Where did the 3 zeros after the 110? So that's the page offset I need to add to turn the physical page number into a physical address. Does that answer your question? Because remember, the physical page number, it tells us just the whole page, but when we're doing any accessing of memory, we actually need the actual byte we want. Okay, other questions? Okay, so I find out the byte we want is 36, which is this DB here. So I look up that value DB. And I decode that as a page table entry, and I find out it goes to physical page number 110, which is actually the same place. And I combine that with the page offset, which is going to be 001. And I get that we want to go to address 3.1, which has the value 0a. Because that's what the program's ultimately going to be accessing. And I have a version of this where if you have color vision, you can have everything correlated appropriately in colors. But we had used our first part of our virtual page number for that first array lookup, used the next part of the virtual page number as the index for the second array lookup, and we got a page number from the first part of the lookup that's the base of that second array lookup. And then we got a final physical page number from that last array lookup, and we combine that with the page offset from the original address to get where we actually access. Some questions about this process? Yeah?
So both of the page tables are looking at the same physical addresses?
So the question is, both of the page tables are looking at the same physical addresses. I'm not sure what you mean by that, but they're both stored in the same physical address, physical memory, yes, if that's what you mean. If you mean they're stored in the same actual bytes, well, our first level, for this example, it happened to be the case that our first level page table was here, our second level page table was here, and our final physical page that we accessed was the same page that our second level page table was in, which was just something which happened, because the processor doesn't say you can't use access page tables as data. It's just bytes, you can do that. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Think my mic's turned off? Okay. Your question?
Yeah, so like for the address D4 and D3, so since like for these four bits are unused, we don't actually need to refer to the 4 and the D.
So the question is about the least significant bits of the addresses. Of the page table entries, not the addresses. And yes, in this case, our processor specification said those bits are unused, so they didn't happen to map. Okay. Other questions? Okay, so let's do another exercise. So here I have a different page table base register. So our first level page table is in a different location, and I have a different virtual address. if you'd like some more time. Okay. Okay, so I have my work here. So the first thing I want to do with this is I want to take our address in hexadecimal and get the parts of it that correspond to our address parts. So we need our page offset, which is in this case the least significant 3 bits, and we have our, the rest is our virtual page number, which we're going to divide up into 2 pieces. Then I want to do my first level lookup. So I say, okay, I'm going to start at 08, and I'm going to add the first part of my virtual page number, which is 011, times my page table entry size, which is 1. So I end up with address 0B, assuming I did math correctly. And that page table entry value is BB. I decode that, and I find out we have a valid bit of 1 and a physical page number of 101. And then I want to do my next level lookup. So I know the next physical page table starts at physical address 101000 because I have my physical page number and my page offset of 0 where the page tables always start. And I want to advance by 7 from there, so plus 111. And that gives me 101111, which is going to be 3F if I convert it back to hexadecimal. So that's how I get that we look at this 2F, because I can look at 10 and realize that that's not F. And we get F0 here as our next page table entry. I decode that according to our format, and I find out we have physical page number 111 and a valid bit of 1. And so I combine that final physical page number with the page offset, get address 3B, and that is going to be this 0C here. So questions, comments, this procedure? Yes. Question, I got the PPN of 101 and then put 3 zeros at the end? Yes, so the physical page number doesn't tell me where the first byte of the page table is directly. It doesn't give me a byte number. I need to turn that into a byte number and do that by adding a page offset of 0. And I do that, and I know how many zeros to add because I know in my physical addresses, I've divided up into a physical page number, in this case of 3 bits, and a page offset, which is the remaining bits.
And,
in question is I add the next three bits to that. So what I didn't show here explicitly is I'm adding the next three bits times the PTE size. Just happens that the PTE size is 1. So this whole thing, this is an array lookup. So this is an array lookup where here is my base of the array and this is my index of the array. So I'm going to scale that by the size of each entry. Does that answer your question? Other questions? Yeah?
So I just want to make sure that for the PTE1, we add 3 zeros after the 101 to set up the base, right? And like from the start, like we got this 8 as the base, but we don't add zeros after the 8.
So the question is, we didn't add zeros after the 8? Yes, because the page table base register here, this is already a byte address. It's not just a PPN. But the things in our page table entries are just page physical page numbers. Does that answer your question? Yes, back there. After I got 101, which what, here?
Yeah, it's like from there on.
Oh, from this. Okay, so I got this address here, which is where the second page table entry, second level page table entry is. So it was at 2F, so it's this F0. And I need to decode that, and I have the format to decode it here. So I'm told by our specification that it starts with a 3-bit physical page number and then has a 1 valid bit. So I look at my F, which code is 1111 in binary. So I have 3 bits of that, or 111 for my physical page number, and then 1 for a valid bit. So I can check my valid bit, find out it's valid, and then I have this physical page number, and I know my final address, because all physical addresses have this format, has a physical page number and a page offset. The physical page number, whilst this is the last level lookup, that's what it is. The page offset, that's going to be the same as the original virtual address. So I have that there, and I just combine those to get the final address. Then I need to access data at that location. So I look, see that 3B is here on the table, so the data we're accessing is 0C. Does that answer your question? So the question is, if I had a larger than 1 page table entry size, would there be a multiplication in this step here? And the answer is no, because we're always looking up a single byte in the last step. So everything before that, we're looking up a page table entry, which could be more than 1 byte. But at the end, we're always getting a single byte. So if we look it up as an array lookup, for the final step, the array elements are always 1 byte because they're not entries anymore. But in the earlier steps, they are entries, so we might have to multiply because there'll be 4 or 8 bytes or something like that. Does that answer your question? Okay, other questions? Yeah?
Do you mind repeating where you got page number 101?
Where did I get the page number 101?
Yeah.
So that was from our page table entry at the first level. Mm-hmm. So I did my first level lookup using this virtual page number, which I did an array lookup starting with the base of my array was 0,8, and used this as the index into the array. And I found that I had the value BB, and I decoded that according to this format. So I learned that it started with 1011 hex. So the 101 was our 3-bit physical page number. The 1 was the valid bit. Okay. Other questions? Yeah.
So if there hadn't been a valid bit, would you just stopped like at that stage?
So the question is, if the valid bit was 0, would I just stopped at that stage? Yes. Other questions? Yeah.
Do we have kernel bit and the write bit, like we mentioned earlier?
Do we have permission bits? In this example, we do not. If we wanted to add them, presumably we have these unused bits we could use for that. Okay. Other questions? Okay, so let's do a different example here. Okay, so in the interest of time, we'll just go over this now. So I take our physical address, I divide it up into, this would be 0B. I wrote the right binary, but the wrong physical address. OF3 should be 00B. So I find out that we're going to do our first level virtual page number part is 000. So I'm going to use the entry here. And that gives me 100 for the physical page number and 0 for the valid bit. If it's not valid, I'm done. And this is going to trigger an exception. The type of exception is particularly known as page fault. Is the name for the particular kind of exception that this is. So questions? Not. Yeah. Where's the valid bit? So we're told that the three most significant bits are the physical page number, and then there's a valid bit. Question? How did I get the valid bit 0? So 88 in binary is 1000. That is the value that was at address 8, which we got by taking 8 and adding 0, or virtual page number. And the three most significant bits of that are 100. The next bit, which is our valid bit, kind of starting from the most significant, is this 0. That's your question. Other questions? And I will, let's do one example. So in this example, we have bigger virtual addresses, and we have 16 byte pages and 2 byte page table entries. So I'll straighten this. This is our first level page table, and this is the first entry, the second entry, third entry, and so on. So, time I'll start explaining. So, first thing we can see with this problem that's different, so we have 16 byte pages, so our page offsets are going to be 4 bits instead of 3. Our page tables, since we have 2 byte page table entries and they're 1 page, well, they're 16 bytes because that's their page size. But with 2 byte page table entries, they still have the same number of page table entries. They still have 8, which means that each of our virtual page number parts are 3 bits. So I'm going to take my address here, 376, and I'm going to end up dividing it into 2 3-bit parts for our virtual page number parts, and then a page offset. I take our first part, which is going to be 6, and add that to our page table base register, and I find out that I'm looking at address 1C. This ACBC here is my first page table entry. I'm told I look at the first byte only because of what's our specification here is that there's a 2-bit virtual physical page number there and a valid bit. And I found out that it's physical page number 10 and valid, so that's going to be at address 20. How did I get 20 as the base? I did 10000. I had a page offset added to my physical page number to do that. I take the next part of my virtual page number, which is 7. Add that times the page table entry size, 2, and I get address 2E. And when I decode that as a page table entry, I have a 11 as the physical page number. I combine that with my original page offset and get address 36 as the actual thing I end up accessing. So questions? How I did this? People look confused, but I don't see questions, so. Yeah?
Could you repeat how you get the 2-0 base again?
How did I get the 2-0 as the base here? So I had physical page number 10. So I took that as a physical page number, but I need a physical address. A physical address has a page number and a page offset. I know my page offsets are 4 bits. So I add 4 zeros to fill in the page offset with the first thing in the page.
Okay.
Yes, over there.
Sorry, how do you find out that the VPN or the VPNs are both 3 bits?
How did I find out that the VPN parts were 3 bits? So I knew I had 16 byte pages, and my page tables are that size. So my page tables are 16 bytes. Each of them have 2 byte page table entries. So 16 divided by 2 tells me that 8 page table entries fit in the page. And if 8 fit in the page, I need 3 bits to determine which of those 8, 0 through 7, I'm referring to. Does that answer your question? Other questions? Okay, and I guess this is where we'll finish up. Yes, we probably don't have enough time to talk about the TLB in any more detail other than that it's a cache for page table entries, which I have this slide here. But next time, we're going to do some final exam review and maybe talk very briefly about TLBs, but probably just final exam review. And the way I do final exam review is I take your questions. If you don't have questions, I'll just leave. So please have questions if you want me to go over things.